Most of my stories are pretty succinct, so I'm probably going to tell you guys two. I only have about three, so this the second one I'm going to tell is about gift cards, so it's very appropriate for the coming holiday season. But the first story, you guys can choose either a story that shares a theme with most children's and young adult books, racism. Yeah, maybe some of you didn't read as children. Or the other option is the genesis of my Russian beat poet alter ego, Jack F. Kerouakov. So which one would you guys prefer? I'm hearing more children's stories. It's not a children's story. It's a story about racism. But okay, all right. I'll go with that then. So most people think that San Luis isn't very diverse, but I actually disagree. I think that it's we've actually got almost every kind of white person. Hippies, yuppies, hipsters, every admixture in between. We've got it all. And I think living in such a white community, you have one of two options. You can either be overly sensitive to racism, or you can actually accidentally be racist. And I didn't think that I fell into either of these categories for a while, till I had this experience a little bit ago that convinced me that I at least fall into both categories a little bit. So I was driving towards San Luis from Cuesta, and I get stuck behind this car driving real slow, big truck next to it. So I'm just jammed there. There's nowhere to go. And all of a sudden, this guy starts tailgating me. And I'm pissed off. He's driving like a... I'm actually, when it comes to cars, I'm basically a woman, except that I can kind of drive one. yeah, I know that joke's awful because I see somebody in the audience here who's a big car enthusiast. And yeah, you destroy stereotypes. I'm looking right at you, so you know I'm talking. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. But yeah, big car enthusiast, breaking all the stereotypes. Probably a much better driver than I am, actually. But yeah, because of that, I don't remember the actual make or model of this car that was tailgating me. But for the story's sake, we'll say it was a black BMW, you know, the classic villain's car. It was black. That's about as far as I got. And I know that those are douchemobiles because I used to drive one. Or, oh, it's pronounced Deutschmobile. either way. Mine, though, actually, towards the end of the time I was driving that car, it realized that I also have Mexican heritage because... every time I would come up to a light, it would just start bouncing up and down. True story. Of course, all of these are, right? But yeah, something wrong with the transmission that made it do that. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I don't know anything about cars. That's just... that sounds like a part of a car transmission. But so anyway, this guy in this black BMW is tailing me, and I'm furious. So when the car in front of me finally gets away from the truck, I decide I'm just going to keep pace with the truck for a while. So I do this. Eventually, I let him pass, and I looked over, and I was immediately dismayed to see that a young black man was driving this car. And the reason I was dismayed is because I was afraid that he was going to assume that I had did what I had out of racism. When in fact, it was an act of class prejudice reinforced by his behavior. But I didn't think he was going to take it that way. And then after thinking about it for a while, I realized that I was being racist just because I was surprised to see a young black man driving such a nice car. So yeah, there I fell into both categories. And that's that whole story. Second story, gift cards. How much time did that take? 4 minutes. That's what I thought. Okay, another 4 minute story at the max. Maybe I'll tell you guys three. All right, so last time I got a gift card, I tried to return it because gift cards are a huge scam, probably the biggest scam on consumers since the sale. My grandmother, though, absolutely loves gift cards. In fact, she's given me and the eldest of my two little sisters gift cards for every gift-giving occasion for the last couple years. And even though she's the type of old person who's brainwashed by Fox News, I don't think that the reason that she does it is because she wants to benefit corporations at her own expense. I mean, I give her the benefit of the doubt. I think the reason that she is so into giving us gift cards is because she feels like that way that we won't be able to spend the money on drugs. Ironically enough, back in high school, I bought drugs with a gift card twice. So I'll tell you about one of those times. So it was just an average night for my friends and I. We were roaming around the neighborhood, looking through our phones for any girls or drug dealers that would talk to us. And eventually we got a bite, actually both at the same time. So we swung over, picked up the girls. My friend made up some lie about a party that we were going to herd them into the car. Then we go to meet the guy. We get there, and we all empty out our pockets. And all we had was like $3 or $4, an iTunes gift card, and a Barnes & Noble gift card. So we hand this over to the most persuasive friend of mine, and he goes and talks to the guy, and he comes back, and he has like 2 grams of weed and the Barnes & Noble gift card. So we ask, what happened? And it turns out that he talked to the guy, and he was really disappointed, but he was like, okay, well, whatever, but I'm not going to take the Barnes & Noble gift card because I don't read. And now that made me think he was stupid, but what convinced me was the fact that he took the iTunes gift card, which, yeah, music has been free for years, but this was a couple years back when you couldn't even get any cool apps for it. So, so it's totally useless. Also, I think it was used. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know if I'll have time to tell a third story. But if you guys want, I'm actually a comedian. That's where the celebrity comes from. If you guys want more comedy after this is over, head over to Creekside Brewing. We've got a comedy open mic there. Or if you want to perform, plenty of you, I know some of you are very funny. I'm looking at the front row right here. I'd like to see you guys do stand up some more. Anyway, that's it. I'm done. Thank you.